see you and welcome back, everyone. Such an important topic today, protecting a child with disabilities through estate planning. And Peter, you and I know the cost of raising a child to the age of 18 now costs $300,000. That doesn't even include the cost of college, but for a child with special needs, that cost can more than triple. And without proper preparation, your child's lifetime needs can quickly outstrip your funds. So let's talk through some action steps to protect your child no matter what happens. And first, of course, you need to prepare your estate to make sure it reflects your wishes.
Yeah. And when you think about preparing estate, that is after your lifetime, but things need to be prepared for your lifetime as well. Special needs takes special planning. And right. This is of particular personal interest to me as well, because we've got this within our family that we are having to try to plan and prepare as best as possible. But during the life of family members, of parents, of caretakers, special planning needs to be done. And certainly for that primary caretaker or parent, the estate planning is of vital importance because, yes, Aaron, absolutely, more than triple the cost, I think, is actually undershooting it. It is of significant expense because there are costs that will be incurred that a normal planning does not entail, and we've got to account for that. So make sure that you've got your estate plan to reflect your wishes to the best of your ability for the care, the comfort, the well-being of the child, and make sure that you're preparing others that may be involved for that as well. And we'll talk about more of this in detail, but it's not just a one-time thing either. It's an ongoing process.
Actually, Peter, I did want to bring that up because I think we need to underscore that first point. If you have a child with special needs, an estate plan is not one and done. This needs to be revisited.
Yeah. Capabilities can change. Living situation can change. Caretakers may change. And rules of law surrounding this may change. So all of those need to be accounted for. And if not updated, at least reviewed on a much more frequent basis than a typical estate plan, which most people do and then forget about completely. Even a regular estate plan needs to be dusted off and reviewed probably every 2 to 5 years. And of course, as the child ages to 18 or 21 or 25 or above, depending where you're at, there may be new sets of rules and regulations regarding the estate planning that need to be updated along with that. So it is a very much ongoing process, and life insurance can be a big part of that planning because where we've got the ability to leverage dollars after our own lifetime, that may be especially important for a child with special needs to have the quality of life and the care that they may require.
Right. And next, you need to make sure that the estate plan is in line with government benefits.
Right. Yeah. Because the individual may be receiving some form of government benefit, Social Security, disability, and if there are other streams of income and or assets or even an inheritance or a life insurance benefit, that may actually jeopardize that government benefit and other benefits that may come along with that. So you need to make sure that you are planning carefully, that you know and understand what benefits you are entitled for, what benefits you are receiving, and that you've structured the estate plan so as not to jeopardize those. And in North Carolina, there's even one additional one, the NC ABLE account, where you are able to have a certain number of assets, a certain amount of assets in the child's name without jeopardizing. It's sort of kept behind a firewall that it won't jeopardize those government benefits, but that is not near enough typically to support the cost and the expenses that will be incurred over a lifetime. So we need to do other careful planning. And sometimes that's even including like a step above a typical estate plan is trust planning. And there's actually a specific type of trust for special, it is called a special needs trust that may be required or suggested to be involved.
And then next, you need to identify a caregiver. And this really needs to happen sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. If something is to happen to you, who is going to provide the care for your child? You need to identify them, not only identify them, but document that. And this is, again, something that is overlooked so often, even in cases where there is not a special needs, just with children. People craft the will, maybe. A lot of people don't even have that, but a child directive, who gets to show up 30 minutes after the worst case scenario and say, no, that child's not going to go with the state or be kept in foster care or protective services. That child's coming home with me. Here is my legal right to take that child home with me tonight, here, right now, documented and in writing. So people forget about that important step, and with special needs, even more important that you've got the line of succession planned out, mapped out, documented, and as uplifting as this comment is, death not being the worst of all possible outcomes, if you are yourself incapacitated, who gets to make decisions now for you and for your child? Right, who gets to manage the healthcare? Who gets to manage the finances? Who's going to be responsible for making the decisions for your child and for yourself?
And this is probably why our last point here is perhaps the most important. Involve the whole family where possible. And of course, seek professional guidance. This is incredibly complicated.
It is incredibly complicated. In fact, most attorneys don't focus in on this area. If they're doing divorces or traffic law or even regular estate planning, like this is a subset specialty of estate planning that generally the attorneys who do this, that's all they do. And so it is very complex, and the details are important here, but who better to involve than family in these discussions, and who better to appoint for caretakers in that line of succession than somebody that you've got an intimate relationship of love and trust with, and who the child already is familiar with and loves and trusts. So just involve the family, talk to them. If they are noted as the line of succession caretaker, make sure to inform them and have those discussions with them about that. No surprises there, but be sure that you have talked through, not only talked through, but documented your wishes in a way that keeps up with the state laws, that protects the child, that protects the caregiver, gives them all of the rights, the access to the assets that they will need in order to provide for that care. But also, you know, I know people are worried that if somebody receives a large amount of money, that they may be tempted to spend it in ways that aren't per your wishes. So that's what the Special Needs Trust can also help to dictate, is that assets are spent only in a specific way for the benefit of the child. So all of these things are just so important to talk through and think through. And again, whether there's special needs, a special level of planning is required. And generally, you need more assets to plan for it as well. So a special kind of individual with an emphasis on saving and investing and growing assets that are positioned for that future care need.
And again, Peter, you have a professional and personal connection to this topic. So if somebody would like to talk this through with you, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call. Rashawn Planning, 919-300-5886, 919-300-5886. You can also visit online, rashawnplanning.com. It looks like richonplanning.com. I'm not the attorney. I would not do the legal documents, the estate planning, the special needs trust, but I have individuals that I can work with and coordinate with to help make sure that gets done and is cohesive with the financial picture. So I'm happy to help anybody sort that through and make sure that they're getting connected in the right places.
Great. Okay, Peter, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, Erin.
Hey everyone, Peter Rashawn here. Hope you enjoy the content. As always, make sure that you like, subscribe, share the videos with others that may find this information helpful. And as always, you're welcome to be in touch or to submit questions or comments. You can comment below the video anything that you'd like to see or hear shared on our YouTube channel and in future videos. If you got a topic that you've been thinking about or is of concern for you financially, be sure to let us know. We'd love to help you by discussing it on the channel. So Appreciate the continued views and the likes and the subscribes, the shares, the comments, always helpful. We look forward to getting you the information that you need.
This has been Planning Matters Radio.
The content of this radio show is provided for informational purposes only and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. You are encouraged to seek investment, tax, or legal advice from an independent professional advisor. Any investments and/or investment strategies mentioned involve risk, including the possible loss of principal. Advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, a registered investment advisor.
Fiduciary duty extends solely to investment advisory advice and does not extend to other activities such as insurance or broker-dealer services. Advisory clients are charged a quarterly fee for assets under management, while insurance products pay a commission, which may result in a conflict of interest regarding compensation.